Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to have you with us. We've got a great show lined up for you. And you know, you've heard me talk on this program about a lot of things I do as a financial advisor and working with people. And I know that a lot of people wonder about how, when, where to work with an advisor and how to choose one and how to create that relationship or maybe make a change, maybe get a second opinion. All good stuff, all good questions. And it's probably a good idea if it's not just me telling you that. So actually, I have talked to a lot of advisors over the years that they want to let people know who they are, what they're about. But, you know, from an investor standpoint, you're listening to this program, you've got financial questions or there's topics that are curious to you. And we came across a couple of very interesting articles in some well-respected publications recently about a new, at least it's new to me, and they've been around for a while, but it's a really interesting idea. It's a website called nerdwallet.com. And on the line with me is Cliff Goldstein, who is going to share with us a little bit about this program and help us answer some of those questions. When's the right time to hire an advisor? Financial advisors aren't just for the rich. They're for everyday people. And then also a little bit about their program called NerdWallet. Cliff, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, David. Great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. And I know we've done a little bit of research about your website. We ran across a couple of very good articles. And Cliff writes for Wall Street Journal's Market Watch, and also prior to NerdWallet, he has been involved with other organizations, Private Wealth Management Division at Goldman Sachs, graduated magna cum laude from Georgetown University, and we are very glad to have you with us, Cliff. First of all, I want to kind of go a little backwards and then go forwards, if you don't mind. The website is nerdwallet.com for our listeners. Tell us a little bit about NerdWallet. What is it? How does it work? And then we'll get into some of the nuts and bolts, which I know are important questions for people about, you know, when's the right time and how to hire an advisor. And then also a little bit of some of the, you know, unravel some of the mystique about advisors. And they are for everybody, not just for the mega wealthy. So first, a little bit about NerdWallet, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. So NerdWallet's a personal finance website, and we're really focused on helping consumers make smarter, more informed financial decisions. So whether somebody's looking to pick the best credit card based on their spending habits or find the best low-price checking account or even find the best CD rates, we have tools, we write content, and we provide access to experts to help people make those specific financial decisions.
That's cool. So they go on the website. I'm looking at the website right now as we're talking, and it looks pretty easy to navigate. So if there's different subjects that people have questions about, they can submit them.
Yeah, so we have topic areas that really we seek to span the whole gamut of personal finance.
Okay.
Ultimately, we want to become kind of the Google for personal finance questions. So if you go to the website right at nerdwallet.com, you'll see there's a big search bar there. You can really just type in your question, and we'll start directing you towards resources to help you.
Now, will that also include maybe helping somebody find somebody in their local market? Because we, you know, our listeners are all over the country, Cliff. So, you know, if they're in Seattle, Washington, are there resources there where they can maybe find somebody to help them in their local area?
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, one of the things that we seek to do is put people in touch with trustworthy experts that they can work with one-on-one. So we actually have a tool called Ask an Advisor. And that's a specific tool where you can do a few things. The way most people use it is to ask a question and actually get a free response from a financial professional in their area. So these questions get sent to we have a group of nearly 1,000 financial professionals around the country. They're primarily CFPs and fee-only financial advisors. These advisors respond to questions for free, provide advice. They're just like us. They're very interested in educating consumers and helping people make smarter decisions. And what a lot of people will do is once they get a response, if they feel like it's somebody that they can work with, they'll look at their profile page, learn a little bit more about them, and then, of course, they have the opportunity to contact them if they'd like to work with them more in depth.
That's cool. So when the response is given, then it's given by somebody that is closer to that person who's posed the question, or it might be a mix of somebody local and somebody that may be in a different part of the country, or is it strictly just local responses?
It's It's usually a mix.
Okay.
We have advisors all over the country. We want to be able to cover everybody. You can use our tool to search for advisors that are very close to your zip code. So we do make it really easy to find people locally if you didn't necessarily get an answer from an advisor who was local.
That's cool. Yeah, I see that. You've got find an advisor right on the site, and you
exactly.
can do it based
exactly.
on your zip code. And I'm going to be curious to see what I could pull up while we're talking. Very interesting, Cliff. Well, you know what? I applaud what you're doing because I have to confess, I have thought about building something like you've done, and I love that you've done it. I have that roll around. You know, if I had a clone, I would probably have him do it, but there, I don't have a cloning machine. There's no time for me to do what you've done, and I applaud what you guys are doing at NerdWallet. And because that's the thing that people don't know how to do. They don't know how to start, where to go, how to find somebody that is close to them that they feel like they can connect with. And I like that you can start a conversation, if you will, in really a pretty safe way or safe environment.
Exactly.
You know, where there's not this pressure and somebody can throw out just a basic question and see how people respond.
Exactly. I mean, nobody really wakes up in the morning and says, I really need to hire a financial advisor. People wake up and they have questions.
Doggone it, they should, though.
They don't really know where to find answers. So we want to provide a place where people can go ask their questions in a safe way, get a response from a professional and somebody who's been vetted by me and the NerdWallet team, and then begin that process of deciding, you know, is there somebody that I should be working with in a more one-on-one basis?
That's so cool. Yeah, everyone should start their morning that way, Cliff.
Exactly.
Jump out of bed before you even get your cup of coffee and say, I can't wait to work and hire an advisor today.
If only it was that way.
Well, I tell you what, for some people, you know what? They wake up in the morning and go, golly, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. And I like that you guys are doing what you're doing at NerdWallet to get people to have that first step maybe and just simply ask the question. And that's pretty cool. You ask the question and then see how people respond. And then if you're curious or you want to find somebody in your area, are you able to... Yes, you are. I see that. I just found it very easily. You can designate you're looking for certain credentials. So if somebody says, you know, I'm not hiring anybody unless they're one of the 60,000 certified financial planners in the country, then they can narrow their search accordingly.
Exactly. You can filter for that. And the benefit is, on our platform at least, the large majority of people are CFPs. We've specifically sought to work with certified financial planners.
I can't disagree with that, Cliff. Choosy mothers and investors choose CFPs.
Yep.
Very good. Very good. All right, so let's back up a little bit. That's a great intro into the website. I want to take a quick break. When we come back, what I'd like to do, Cliff, is we can dig into a little bit about one of the recent articles, when is the right time to hire a financial advisor? And I'm going to argue before you need one, but I would like to dig into that with you. So hold right there, and we'll come right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Goldstein on the line with me. He is, your title over there, your senior associate, is that what it is, Cliff?
Yeah, I'm a senior associate at NerdWallet.
All right.
I've been here for 2 years. Joined the company after working for a number of years at Goldman Sachs in San Francisco and their private wealth group.
Outstanding. Well, I love what you're doing. I'm excited. So for an advisor like me to get involved, okay, I do meet your requirement of being, at least you don't require every advisor to be a CFP, but that's part of what you would prefer.
Well, we require pretty much for advisors to at least have a CFP to be a fee-only advisor.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're really adamant about making sure that the advisors on our platform are providing unbiased advice the same way we do at NerdWallet.
Cool.
So we really want to align ourselves with advisors who share our goals of really educating the public and providing that objective information.
Well put. Well, you know that CFPs are held to a fiduciary standard, so
exactly.
That is exactly the right approach. So if I want to be involved, I can, or a CFP is listening to this program, because you know what? some CFPs do listen to my program, Cliff, and they want to get involved. They just contact you, or they go on the website and they can get signed up, and you have a screening process. Tell us a little bit about the screening process you guys use to approve an advisor to be on your platform.
Absolutely, yeah. So advisors would just go to nerdwallet.com/advisors, and that takes them to the homepage of our Ask an Advisor platform. And they'll see a button right there at the top where they can click sign up. We basically ask advisors to fill out a form that would populate a profile page for them. The main things that we're checking are all of the designations and certifications that they list. We will actually go to the organizations that issue those to make sure that they hold those designations in good standing. We also ask for your CRD numbers so that we can review your regulatory records, make sure there haven't been any client complaints in the past, any issues that one would worry about. And we actually provide a link on the advisor's profile page to their records with FINRA so that consumers can also double check that.
Cool. Very good. Very good. And I have to ask the obvious question. Have you had somebody say that they're a CFP and they're not?
It does happen.
Wow.
Yeah, you would be surprised that, you know, people think they're just going to sort of list off a number of credentials, and you know, that's why we do what we do. That's why we want to sort of provide that screen for the public so that they know what they're getting.
Well, you know, Cliff, it could be a simple misunderstanding. They could have, when you said CFP, they could have thought you meant centered fired pistol and not certified financial planner.
Exactly.
So anyway, I guess mistakes happen, but that, okay. So outstanding. You're doing some of the work that people don't know how to approach, and I applaud that. So let's go back to our question that I teed up before the break. When is the right time to hire a financial advisor? And I know you recently wrote about this, so let's start with that question and dig in a little bit, if you would, Cliff.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of right times to hire a financial advisor.
First thing in the morning.
You know, if what's that?
First thing in the morning.
Exactly. I mean, if you are waking up in the morning and you have stresses related to money and there are things that seem out of your control, whether it's debt, taxes, savings, budgeting, if it's anything related to your financial situation that you just don't know how to handle, there are people that can help you at a number of different levels. And, you know, as I think you're going to get to later, you don't have to have $1 million to be able to work with a financial advisor. There are people that, you know, just like you go to the doctor for a checkup once a year, you can go check in with a financial planner once a year for an hour or two and just kind of make sure you're on the right track.
Great advice, Cliff. And I can tell you that I've had people come in and they didn't really need anything more than 30 minutes to an hour to sit down and talk. And I have directed them in a way that has really made a difference for them. Sometimes that's all you need, and you don't have to look at this like you've made this big lifetime commitment or anything else. And it just makes sense to have that second opinion about where you are and what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't even need to be an ongoing commitment. There are a number of advisors on our platform from an organization called the Garrett Planning Network, and all of those advisors actually offer hourly planning. So that's one specific group where you can be sure that you're going to find someone who's happy to work with you for an hour or two just to kind of get you set on the right track.
Well, and I can't probably overemphasize the importance of the credentialing and education, and I love that your site lets you screen that, because as I said, there's only 60,000. I know that's a rough number. You probably have an exact number, Cliff, but 60,000 or so certified financial planners in the country, and compare that to there being about 1 million advisors. So you're already screening from 100% to about 6% of the advisor population.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really keeping it to a limited group that we're willing to work with. You know, they pretty much have to abide by the fiduciary standard if we're going to align ourselves with them.
Well, and I have shared that standard with my listeners for some time. Cliff, for those that haven't heard it, or maybe you're still not a little clear on that, talk about why that's so important for an investor looking for advice, whether it's somebody that is strictly by the hour or somebody who just says, you know, that accepts that fiduciary responsibility, even if they're working with products or getting paid commissions or fees or however they're getting compensated, but they're on a fiduciary standard. What does that mean to the investor?
It just means that the advisor is sitting on the same side of the table as you, that they unquestionably have your best interest in mind and that they have no incentive to do anything that would jeopardize your best interest.
Period. I like that. You'll get a kick out of this. I have conference rooms in my office, Cliff, and we actually cut the conference room tables in half in the parking lot with a buzzsaw, and they are bolted to the wall so that we sit at the same end of the table with our client.
I love it.
But the thing that, and people sometimes, you know, kind of think that all advisors are, you know, kind of the same and products are kind of the same and services. So find somebody you like and that you feel comfortable with and you're good to go. But there is a real range of responsibility or obligation or duty to the investor, to the client, how much that varies according to the advisor. If somebody works for a company and that company tells that advisor which products or services they can offer, you know, that could be a potential problem for the advisor to adhere to that kind of fiduciary, put the client interest first level of relationship. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it becomes really difficult, and those are kind of murky waters. So that's why, you know, everybody that you're going to find on a platform like ours is an independent advisor. So you're not going to find anyone who works for a Merrill Lynch or a Morgan Stanley. Those just aren't the types of people that we're looking to work with. We want to work with independent advisors who have that flexibility to make sure that you're getting the best products possible.
That's very good, Cliff. You've done something here that's really interesting and unique. Now, tell us a little bit about the history of the company, NerdWallet. How long has it been around? Whose brainchild was this? Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the company started in 2009. Our CEO, Tim Chen, actually built the first iteration of NerdWallet on his own. So he's a former hedge fund analyst. He actually worked in the credit space. And the idea for NerdWallet came about when his sister actually asked him what the best credit card was.
Wow.
And, you know, he worked in the credit space. He's very financially savvy guy, super, super bright. And he, you know, started to try to answer her question. And he realized that just to answer that simple question was incredibly difficult. You know, you see all these ads for Capital One, and you get all these things in the mail soliciting you to apply for these cards. And
what's in your wallet?
Blown away by how difficult that decision was. So he actually did a ton of research. He built an Excel spreadsheet to analyze this question, and I think it ended up having some 2,000 rows of data that he collected.
Wow.
And ultimately, he turned that into the first tool that NerdWallet provided, which is still our most popular tool. It's actually a credit card selection tool that helps consumers pick a card specifically based on their personal spending habits that offers the highest monetary benefit to them.
Cool. That's really cool. Well, see, now I like the story, and you know, 2009, that makes you a 5-year-old company. In technology years, like dog years, that's like 150 years.
It's a long time, and the fact that I've been here for 2 years makes me a real old-timer.
You're an old-timer.
Yeah.
Careful, that place will age you. No, that's excellent. I applaud what you guys are doing, and again, I had not to pull you down at all, but to actually push you guys up to a pedestal here. I really have always wondered how and where and how this could be done, and you're doing it. I think it's outstanding that you have this platform, not just for advisors, but as you said, for other areas that include picking a credit card and other areas that people might not necessarily think of. You've got a whole section on health insurance, for example.
Yeah, I mean, all of these things impact your personal bottom line, and you know, every financial decision that you're making can potentially just have a really huge impact over a lifetime. So whether it's, you know, picking the right credit card so you're getting the highest rewards rate and avoiding paying interest payments, or picking the lowest price checking account so you're not paying unnecessary fees, or picking the right health insurance, as you mentioned, and, you know, not paying excessive fees for that. There are just so many decisions that we make. And, you know, most of us we don't have millions of dollars, so those decisions really matter. And every single individual decision that we're making has potentially a really big long-term impact on our net worth and our ability to retire someday.
Excellent, Cliff. Well, I want to grab a quick break, believe it or not. I already need to grab another break. It's a great conversation with Cliff Goldstein, and we're going to come back and talk about, you touched on this, Cliff, Financial advisors aren't just for the rich, so stay right there. We'll be right back with Cliff.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your portfolio prepared for such a correction? How about inflation? What's your plan for when a gallon of gas or gallon of milk costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has answers to questions just like these and practical steps you can take to help mitigate these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Goldstein on the line with me. Super glad to have him with us. And it's a great conversation. He's sharing with us about NerdWallet, nerdwallet.com, a resource for you for not just finding advisors, but all kinds of financial topics, which is really interesting. And before the break, we kind of started to talk about it. So one of the things that I think you spoke to earlier, and I know you wrote the article back in May of 2014 about this, and that about financial advisors aren't just for the rich. You know, you don't have to have $1 million or $500,000 or even $100,000 to talk to an advisor and get some guidance. And, you know, the benefit can be substantial to having somebody sit down with you, look at your situation, and give you guidance. I had a gentleman in the other day, Cliff, that a younger guy referred to one of my existing clients, and I spent, based on his situation, about 30 minutes with him. I didn't charge him to sit down and talk to see if I could help him. And if he will do and follow through on what I shared with him, I know that he'll be in a much better place. And I was able to answer a bunch of questions fairly quickly just because of the knowledge of having seen a lot of things. I was able to impart that to him, and he went away like, okay, I get this now. So it makes a huge difference.
Right. I mean, I don't obviously know the topic of your conversation, but I think one of the misconceptions that people often have is that you only go to a financial advisor when you have a bunch of money to invest. And that is really not the case. And it, from my perspective, it's actually kind of the opposite of how you should be thinking about it. I think often the less money that you have and the more difficult financial situation you're in, the more likely that you should be looking for some advice and somebody to help you get on the right track.
Yeah, and that's actually exactly what he said. And I don't mind sharing a little. I won't share his information to identify him, but that's exactly what was going on. He said, I want to make sure I'm on the right track. And he goes, you know, I've got access to this retirement plan at work, and I'm putting money in. Do you have something better? And he also brought in a couple other things he'd looked at. I said, all right, well, let me tell you. We talked about what he had available at work, the plan, the investment choices. He told me how much money he was putting away. And I said, all right, number one, I don't want you to come back and see me to invest any money until you've maxed out your 401k. Max it out. Take advantage fully of any match. And then you need to put away as much as you can pre-tax before you come back to see me. Now, number one, that blew him away. And of course, that's the do what's best for the client, not what's best for the advisor you were getting at earlier, Cliff. The second thing is he had brought in something else for me. He goes, okay, well, what do you think of this? And he showed me the product. And I was like, absolutely not. Okay, I could offer that to you, but absolutely not. And it was a investment program involving life insurance. I said, do you need life insurance? He goes, no, not really. I'm single. I said, okay. So there you go. I mean, that's the power within 30 minutes of being able to keep him from making a financial mistake and doing some smart things with his money before investing it somewhere else by doing the 401k.
Exactly. And I can only imagine that, well, you said you didn't even charge him, but even if you had, the money saved by having that conversation far outweighs the cost of meeting with someone.
You're right. I am going to send him a bill after this conversation. I said, you know what? I don't charge people to talk to him about how I can help him. So once I figured out he really didn't need me to do anything, I'm already meeting with him. I don't mind going ahead and giving people some advice. And, you know, I said, hey, once you're maxing out your 401k, come see me. You need to get
almost all of the advisors that we work with, all the independent guys for the most part offer at least a free consultation as well, just to kind of give you a feel for what it is that they would do with you, some basic ideas on things you can be doing better, and, you know, leave it up to you if you want to start a longer-term relationship with them.
Well, and I've always agreed with this philosophy, Cliff, and I'm sure you would agree, if not now, maybe down the road. I told him, look, if you start a family, or you have other people that will be adversely affected if something happens to you, then we need to talk about life insurance. We can talk about that down the road. We can talk about other investments once you've got your 401k fully funded. So if not now, maybe later.
Right.
It's good stuff.
And the smart advisors and the really high-quality advisors, they recognize that if they do right by you now, that you're going to come back to them later on, and they will be able to have a profitable relationship.
You're on to me, Cliff. No, it's called being a good citizen. It's called being a decent person. And if somebody comes in, and you spoke to this earlier, where they are really, I don't do credit counseling as my job. You know, my primary focus is on helping people who have money, who need to do something with it, or they need to make smart decisions. And I don't have a not-for-profit entity, you know, but there's nothing wrong with an advisor providing some guidance and sit down and talk with somebody. And I think that's what somebody should look for, is the willingness of the advisor to sit down and have a conversation without being hired.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you bring up credit counseling. We just added a number of credit counselors to our Ask an Advisor platform because we were getting a lot of questions from people about debt and about, you know, challenging credit situations. And you know, sometimes for some people who are really in a difficult spot, it might make more sense to look for a nonprofit credit counselor. One really good resource is the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. It's nfcc.org. There are agencies all over the country that can help people dealing with debt situations.
I couldn't agree more, Cliff. Gail Cunningham from NFCC has been on our program a number of times.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Gail, and that's a great organization. And you're right, nfcc.org. If somebody's got questions, they need credit counseling. If they know that it's mostly about debt and trying to figure some things out, they're a great resource, and I applaud your association with them. It is a small world.
It is. But, you know, I think the group of us are really trying to do the right thing and point people in the right direction. So I'm glad we're all working together.
All right, Cliff. I like it. Well, I'm going to look at your website and see if I can get signed up. Cliff Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, glad to have him with us. NerdWallet, nerdwallet.com. Cliff, thanks for being on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.